Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
For the live show on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, PB?
What up?
How was your weekend?
Man, my weekend.
So, see, working, man.
Weekend busy, but, you know, I can't complain. Life is great, you know. I just enjoy living. I just got through watching First 48, and, man, that's the, it just made me just appreciate life.
Yeah,
man, just
that's
feel, brother killed, I think he killed, like, his brother, sister, his brother.
Ooh.
And the brother wife, and he stabbed his nieces and nephews all up in the head 6 to 7 times. So, you know, life is great. You know, I'm just glad to be here, you know, because stuff like that is crazy.
Okay. Shoot. And it really does. It just makes you realize how valuable life is. I mean, shucks, you could be gone within an instant, you know. And, I mean, a lot of us thought we would see July 15, 2008, and it's come and gone for many. So,
exactly.
You know, that's real talk right there, what you're saying. And I just believe that you need to cherish the life that you have, make the most out of what you have and who you are, and don't try, you know how they say it's better to be a first-class original than a second-grade carbon copy of anyone. So, I mean, just be yourself, do you, be happy.
You got to. Don't worry about what other people say. Just do you, you
okay.
know. Makes you feel good, then love it, you know.
Okay.
But what we got popping tonight, Sugar? What we got popping?
Okay. Tonight we are going to chop it up about celebrity gossip and man, I got some stories for y'all, okay? But PB and I, what we'll do is we'll take turns going back and forth and just kind of filling you in on what it is that we have gathered. Mind you, none of these are facts. Don't take it to heart. We are just reading what was reported to us and what we've researched. And, man, I got to tell you, these last few days have been off the chain. Okay, because it's just one thing after another. So I truly just want to say that I want to kick it off first and foremost by giving Nelly a big shout out, because Nelly is the artist of the month for many of you. I don't know if you have Cox in your location, but I have Cox Cable. And what it is, they always have a featured artist of the month. Well, I was really impressed because they also have a segment there that's called Fresh Crops, or I forgot the exact name of it, but it's a segment where they dedicate it to the artist, and you can talk. He can speak about you know, his music, clothing line. I mean, just his life period. So I was searching through it, and it was amazing because his story, his success story, how he created Apple Bottom jeans. And I'm a big fan of Apple Bottom. I absolutely love it. My children, they wear it. And I really think Nelly is just doing a tremendous job in the fashion industry. However, he was stating that his sister, the one who died of, was it leukemia, PB? It was some kind of rare.
Bone marrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, bone marrow. His sister that died when she was living, Jackie, she always had problems finding jeans that fit a curvaceous black woman, okay, because she had hips. So she would always complain to him and say, man, you know, the jeans that are out now are catered to the European style, you know, woman versus the African-American woman or a more curvaceous woman. And so he took that and said, you know what, I'm going to design jeans for women with a fuller, thicker figure, okay? Now, mind you, this is the thing I thought was really impressive. Nelly said that he started his business of Apple Bottoms with his own money. He did not finance nothing. You hear what I'm saying? 100% was his money. He put down $2 million to get Apple Bottoms started. He said the year, and I forgot the year, so I don't want to say it and misquote it, but it's been at least 4 or 5 years now, if not longer, that Apple Bottoms been in the industry. And today, Apple Bottoms is a $100 million industry. I mean, that's major. On top of what, you know, Rock Aware and Sean John, I'm sure all of them are probably $300 million or if not more, but for Nelly to be doing his thing, you know, I just truly want to give him mad props right now for that, because he's seen a business opportunity, he took advantage of it. As a matter of fact, Nelly stated that he was one of the first to, develop the curvaceous jeans. Now, a lot of lines have that because they realize not every woman is going to be a size 2, okay, and straight up and down. But he said that he was the one that originated the curvaceous jeans, and now we have other lines that have certainly picked up and tapped into that. So, much love to Nelly. As a matter of fact, many of you know that Nelly and Ashanti are dating or engaged. I believe they have a son together. Have you heard anything about that, PB?
Nelly and Ashanti.
Yeah, don't they have a baby together? Wasn't it a little boy, I think?
Oh, I thought you had a song together. I don't know nothing about no kid. I don't think Ashanti had kids, so.
Okay.
I can't confirm that one.
Okay. I don't know. It was rumored that she was, that's why she was out for so long, that she was pregnant.
I think that's just a rumor, because if I'm not mistaken, at one point they were saying that Nelly and Ashanti were no longer together. So, I mean, these media people need to just stop it and let these folks do them. They need to stop.
Yeah, really, for real. So, PB, go ahead and let's go back and forth here. Tell us a little bit of what you've gathered for today, and fill us in.
Okay, I guess I could do that. Okay, now, I'm going to speak on this real quick. You know, for those of you who don't know, Bow Wow did a remake to the Lookin' Boy song, and in the remake, he basically said, let me look here, let me pull up my notes so I can tell y'all exactly word for word. In the song, he said, damn them tight. He was talking about the jeans. He was like, damn them tight. Oh, a Marion looking boy. He was talking about the jeans because, you know, how the rappers and everybody was saying, I forgot which rapper it was, but somebody was talking about how Omarion be wearing the tight legged jeans at the bottom or whatever, and they was talking about how tight his jeans were. And so Omarion in the song, he said something about the jeans being tight, you old Omarion looking boy. And then at the end of the song, he wanted to say that I didn't know me and you were going to be going at it back and forth like this. I was just having fun. And so people just took this, the media just grabbed this and basically turned this into a Bow Wow dissing Omarion. But Bow Wow spoke to MTV News.
Hold up. Bow Wow is dissing Omarion in the Lookin' Boy remix?
Supposedly.
Because I'm like, he wasn't even in the original song. How did this pop up?
No, I think this was just something. You know how these artists just throw themselves on the song? You know how they do remixes and stuff and just put themselves on the song? And so he had him a little verse on the song. He added it to the end of the song. And Bow Wow spoke to MTV News, and he said that it was just a joke. He was like, it was just a song. He said, actually, at first, it was him and another friend that was, him and his friend wrote a verse to the song, and he was like, his friend that was on they chopped his version out of the song, you know, because I guess he's a nobody, you know. Well, I ain't going to say he's a nobody, but, you know, we don't know him. So they talked his friend out something, but he was like, his friend was roasting on everybody. So Bow Wow said that it was just a joke. It's nothing serious. He said that's his boy and whatnot. So I guess that's cool.
What?
I know you want the report on this, so I don't know if you want me to go ahead and do this or not. But
yeah, let's go on and get into it. Because, I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's get into it so you can tell your opinion and I can tell mine.
The Terrence J. and Roxy. I don't know those of you who watched the show, but accordingly, what was that, July the 14th?
Okay.
No, it wasn't the 14th. I think it was Friday, wasn't it? Yeah. Roxy walked off the set of the stage of 106 and Park, huh, and Terrence kind of got it. You know, I thought it was just, I actually seen the show, but I wasn't paying attention to it. I actually thought it was just like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But then she actually, like, walked off the set, you know, and left. You know, they said, not only did she walk off the set, they said she left the studio. And
ooh.
So it's reported that she got in trouble for doing that. You know, they said, they say she currently suspended
right.
from the show. And so that's why Terrence J has been having celebrity co-hosts all week long.
Now, what did you hear? You said that he was teasing her about what?
They were saying that he was saying something about her body, like her weight or something like.
Right. And I heard that. I heard that too. That he was pretty much dogging her about saying that Sierra had a body. It was alleged now that Sierra had a better body than her, and she got ticked off and supposedly walked off the stage. I don't know. This is something else. They do have a YouTube video of it.
They had a YouTube video of it.
Okay, they took it off.
BET snatched that down so quick.
Okay.
He probably contacted YouTube and told them that they own. It's copywritten to BET.
It's on another thing here. All right, hold on.
I was trying to find it. I couldn't find the video. Every site I went to, it was gone.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it to you. To play, actually, because I don't think you have speakers, right?
I have speakers.
Okay, because my laptop does not have speakers. I'm gonna go ahead and
what I can do is I can take it and convert it, and then we could just play it live.
I'm gonna send this over to PB now so that you can the listeners can certainly hear this. I did happen to find it, so sad.
Okay, now,
not sad. Now, they have been, go ahead, say your thing.
Oh, I was just going to use the chat box up.
Yes, it should be up. It should be up, okay? All righty, so I'm sending that over to him now, and we're certainly going to take a peek at that. But I'm going to read to you what it says in the meantime. Love Muffins, Terrence and Roxy from 106 and Park are always clowning on one another, but somehow it went too far last Friday, which caused Roxy to walk off during a live show. Do you think Terrence did her wrong, or was Roxy being too sensitive? Okay. Me personally, Terrence gets on my nerves. I mean, he is just like a big old kid. I wish they would find somebody to replace him because he is so childish and just so annoying. It's very frustrating to see him diss her the way that he does all the time. He's constantly dissing her on public television, constantly making wisecracks. Roxy, you can see she's frustrated. You can see she's trying to hold it together and be professional, but I think she takes the wisecracks back at him, trying to show him what it feels like. But to me, Terrence is the type of individual that he feeds off of that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, you go at it with him, he's going to continually, you know, feed off of the fuel, if you must say. So, hey, enough is enough. It was reported that the couple was that the host, whatever you want to call them, were a couple at one time. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're gonna see what happened. Okay. Dang it. Oh, man. Okay, we're having some problems getting it loaded up. Well, they sure snatched it off. I wonder what the heck happened and how did they even get it is what I'm wondering. They snatched it off because they don't want all this negative publicity to go down. But hey, it's too late, you know, when you're public. I don't like that, but Terrence, he annoys me. I mean, he jokes all the time, and Lil Roxy, you know, her personality probably can't deal with that. Okay, now here's some of the feedback from some of the listeners, some of the viewers of 106 in Park. An individual was writing, honestly, I haven't watched 106 in Park since AJ and Free left, but I've heard a lot of people saying Roxy is really annoying, so maybe she deserved this. I don't know. To me, Terrence is the one that's more so annoying. Roxy, to me, seems a little square. You know, BET is, to me, my perception of BET is a hip, you know, cool, slang talking, you know, because you're dealing with rappers and R&B artists and hip-hop, and you know what I'm saying? It just seems a little odd to me. She seems like she didn't really fit in. And I've actually spoken about this before on my opinions. However, you know, hey, if they like it, right, I love it. Is they
you
show?
Know, I don't know. I mean, to me, both of them whack. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about them because both of them.
It's not
whack.
The same ever since. Yeah, ever since Free and AJ left. I mean, it's just not the same.
But I understand BET approach as well. They was trying to bring some more diverse. You know, they was trying to make sure more diverse. You know, they was trying to reach out. I can see them bringing in Roxy. They was trying to reach out to Latin viewers and stuff, you know, the Latin, the Puerto Rican viewers. And, you know, I can understand where they're coming from because, you know, it's a lot of Puerto Rican and Latin women out in the world, you know. They don't just have that one person they can just turn on the TV. And if you really think about it, it's not that many Latin women on TV that are hosting shows or whatnot. So, you know, I could see them trying to diverse the show.
Right.
But I think they could have found somebody else to diverse it.
Yeah, okay. I'm just like, oh, well, whatever. This ain't VH1, my Lord. Okay, here's some more information I was reading about the Terrence and Roxy situation. Now, it says, most of the show today, Terrence was clowning Roxy. This was, matter of fact, written on the 13th of July, okay, by a viewer. Most of the show today, Terrence was clowning Roxy. He was checking her about how she was stuttering over her words and asked if she knew how to read. Told her that her breath stunk and she needed a mint, and asked her why she didn't look as good as Sierra. He continued to roast her until she finally left off the stage during the second show. Wow. Yeah, and then imagine the show is filming while all this is going on. So that's a little bit of the juice that we have. Did you find any more information on the Terrence Roxy beef?
That's all I know about it.
No,
I don't know.
So sad, so sad.
I don't know. To me, you know, I wouldn't have never walked off the stage. You know, I wouldn't have walked off the set.
No.
You know, even if you was upset, you know, you don't walk off the set. You know, you got to hold your, you know, I mean, it ain't, to me, it's not even about professionalism. It's about, you don't want to let, to me, I look at it this way. When people get to you, you never let them know you got them, because when you let them know they got the best of you, that's when they're going to go in for the kill. They just going to keep going. They're going to keep, it's like they're going to keep stabbing you. They're just going to take the knife and just stick deep. You know, you're going to just keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can't let them know you weak. You know? You got to hold the man up, Roxy.
For real. I'm like, what is going on? Hot mess. So, I don't know. Like I said, I would have just let him have a little bit of his own medicine and clown him for how goofy he is. You know what I'm saying?
But usually, you know, when I was watching the show, lately, when I was watching the show, like, both of them were going back and forth with each other, so, you know.
Uh-huh. They was tripping.
So, you know, I thought it was just a joke, you know. I thought it was just something they were doing together.
Right. Okay, well, I don't know. Like I said, it's one of the saddest things I truly believe. And I just truly hope the Paul Rodson comes back.
You're
right.
Right.
He didn't
puncture
her if she didn't, you know. So, now, moving on, I want to talk a little bit about Snoop Dogg. And rapper Snoop Dogg might be called to testify in a Las Vegas murder trial on what authorities call a West Coast versus Midwest rap war, okay? A defense witness lists in the trial that started today for Andre Mac Minister Dow lists that the celebrity rapper by his full name, who is Snoop Dogg, is Cortazar. Snoop, I'm messing your real name up. It's Cortazar Calvin Broden, okay? But court officials say Snoop Dogg hasn't been officially scheduled or subpoenaed to appear during the trial, which is expected to last about a week. His agent did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment. So we're going to have to stay tuned for that to kind of see what's going on, okay? So Snoop has been on trial before for murder charges, and the case was dismissed. So we're going to certainly see what happens. This is not him. This is one of his homeboys that is on trial, Mac Minister Dow, accused of killing a rapper in Las Vegas. A lot of daggone fights and stuff happened in Vegas. Pac was shot out here in Vegas. What's up? It's a hot mess. Anyway, PB, let us know what else you got.
Now, you know, I don't know how true this is right here, but I was reading that a UK paper made allegations that Whitney Houston's voice was devastated from years of smoking crack, and that she was that she's undergoing voice lessons to learn how to re-sing again.
Who was that?
Whitney Houston.
Really? Oh, wow.
You know, to me, I can kind of, I don't know how true the story is, but to me, I can kind of believe it because I've seen a few of Whitney performances, and I want to be one of the first to say that Whitney ain't, like, she ain't, that ain't the old Whitney, you know. Whitney ain't Whitney no more.
Golly. So, yeah.
I was just going to say, I hope she is doing the voice lessons because she needs a little help, you know. So
it's been a minute. It has certainly been a minute since we have heard, from Whitney. And my prayers are with her because she is, in my opinion, one of the greatest vocalists alive. And I was very upset when I found out that she was on drugs because, I mean, that is something, you know, you always raise, don't do drugs. You remember that Ronald, well, you young, but there was a Nancy Reagan commercial when I was growing up, and she would take an egg, a raw egg, crack it, put it in a skillet, and she would say, this is your brain on drugs, you know, and, you know, just basically saying how it fries your brains, and it was something that was unhealthy, and it's just really sad. But I don't know. We will certainly see what's going on. Now, on to some other news that I've heard. Gosh, I don't know which one to begin first. But I'm going to say that it's been rumored. I don't want, please, Oprah, if you're listening, it has been rumored. I am not confirming this, that you are dating Tyler Perry. Okay? Let us know what's going on, girlfriend. Is you dating him or not? It was certainly rumored, though. We don't know for sure, but I guess it's been rumored that they've been seeing them out together a lot. Now, mind you, Oprah has probably a lot of male friends, being the billionaire that she is. But I don't know what it is about this particular move that makes people feel that they're together. But it says that Tyler Perry and Oprah, that I guess a very close friend has mentioned that they are officially dating, okay? So I don't know. We'll have to see what's really going on, okay? I don't know. Also, too, P. Diddy. Now, if he ain't have enough kids already, come to find out he had a mistress, a lover, that was in Atlanta, and it was a secret baby mama named Sarah, reportedly, okay? And he already now was paying Kim, his other baby mama with three of his kids, $100,000 a month. Then he was paying his first baby mama $20,000 a month. And now he going to pay the new baby mama $30,000 a month for the next 21 years for their son named Chance. It's been reported. So that's going to be nearly $2 million a year that P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, is going to be paying in child support. Wow. Hey, if you got it, you got it, right? I ain't mad at him. I ain't putting no debt in his pocket. That ain't nothing.
Okay.
Today,
I got to tell y'all, about two ladies real quick. And all the two ladies of the hip-hop world.
Okay.
Lil' Kim. Jeez. I just want Lil' Kim to go somewhere, like, for real. You know, I love Lil' Kim today, but, you know, Lil' Kim's too old for this.
Ooh.
Lil' Kim has been all over the town. She's been everywhere looking a hot-ass mess. Kim, please, just stop it. I want your stylist, your hairstylist, your wardrobe stuff. Somebody need to hook you up for real. Like, you need to get on Pimp My Ride or something.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Kim
was a hot ass mess, y'all.
You was crazy.
And other news, I'm just going to skip that and just move right along. And we got to do this. My favorite girl, Kaya. It looked like Kaya been shooting her new video. And this has been all over the internet. Every site I've been on, I almost seen this. It's pictures surfaced of her supposedly shooting her new video for her single, Be Your Lady. And everybody been roasting her because they said she's it looked like the video. Now it looked like the video is being shot at her home. You know, it's her sitting on her couch in front of her window with the blinds. It don't even look like she got no drapes. I mean, no curtains or no drapes or anything. You just see blinds. And
right.
Oh. Kylie needs to give it up. She's a hot ass mess. They done both of them.
Ain't it terrible? What's really going on? What is really going on? Lord help us.
I don't know.
Well, also, too, moving right along, I wanted to mention that I was, y'all know that I love Beyonce. That's my girl. And I've been following this story closely because I wanted to see if it was going to be a little baby Beyonce that'll be coming soon. Well, certainly come to find out, apparently she must not be pregnant because she was spotted in a nightclub sipping champagne. So, must not be. Too bad. We ain't having a baby Beyonce. Dang it.
Why couldn't be a little baby Carter? Why it gotta be a Beyonce?
Oh, man. It's got to be because she the cuter one.
Oh.
Lord, I hope that baby take after her.
Oh,
but you know, I said he must really treat her good. Because to me, when I first heard they were dating, they just didn't look. They didn't look right to me, you know. And to me, Jay-Z just has an awkwardness.
Why didn't they look right? Why didn't they look right?
To me, he just has an awkwardness about him, you know. I mean, he's got those big juicy lips and his nose, and he just, to me, he just looked a little.
So what are you saying? So what are you saying exactly?
I just feel that Jay-Z did not look right. I expected to see her with a pretty boy. You know,
but if he treats her right,
that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? If the man loves and cares for her and he treats her right.
But see, that don't look like pretty and pretty.
I don't know. I just, like, I expected to see her with a P. Diddy. Yeah, how pretty she is. Remember how we were saying how he's, like, real Diddy and high class? And
I mean, come on,
like them thugs.
Wait a minute, because you actually see Beyonce with somebody like that. You know Diddy got to be the center of attention.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I can see Diddy and Beyonce fighting for the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
I wonder what happened because him and Kim were supposed to get married, the one that had his twins. She probably found out about that baby in Atlanta he's paying $30,000 a month for now.
You know, I don't know what I want to actually see the baby because, you know, I've been hearing that rumor too, but if I'm not mistaken, Kim resides here in Atlanta, so maybe it was her that they getting the state. I don't know, you know. But that's where Kim stays. She's staying in Atlanta, so maybe it's just her, you know.
Right, right.
Maybe
make
it's
you
just
wonder,
a rumor. I hope it is.
I don't know, but y'all, we're at a halfway point. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I'm a do me. PV Creations, graphic and web design, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We design websites, banners, flyers, MySpace layouts, and even mixtape covers. Check us out today at www.pbcreations, that's creations with a Z.com.
All right, y'all, we are back, and we're taking it easy tonight because we got a lot that we want to go over. And I'm sitting here as I was reading this story about Usher's wife, Tamika. And, you know, Usher talks about, it's fine for you women to give my husband the draws as long as you pay me. This is alleged now, okay? We're going to really see what's going on. But if she's stating that if you ever thought that Usher, this is what was reported, okay, today. If you ever thought that Usher's new wife, Tamika Foster, was an uncontrollable, jealous woman, you'd be wrong, you see. And it says that this particular source has learned that there's one thing that helps her overcome her fits of jealousy, and that's money. Here's how Usher put it in a recent interview with a UK paper. Tamika doesn't mind when the fans throw their knickers at me. Being a sex symbol pays the bills, and she knows that. Pimping ain't easy, but someone's got to do it. So, I don't know. Maybe she know because he come home to her, huh?
You know, to me, but you know, I mean, she can't, to be honest, she really can't be mad about that because, you know, that's just like with any situation you're in, you know, that's him, you
right.
know.
Right.
He was doing that before y'all got together, you know, that's him, you know. It's not his fault he's seen as a sex symbol, so. It is what it is.
Okay, for real. So, hey. Who knows. Now, a lot of people were hating Jennifer Hudson for her new album cover. Have you seen it, PB?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, to me, like I said, she looks absolutely beautiful, okay? But it might have been a little Photoshop that was done. She has a very small waistline, and, you know, she's thinner than what she really is in public. And it was rumored that they were saying, you know, she's trying to be someone who she's not, and, you know, she's making a false illusion on the album cover, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. You know, I mean, hey, she's doing her thing. Leave Jennifer alone. You know, leave her alone. She's doing her thing. I mean, shoot, she's doing what she can with what she got. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight from her dream girl, and
well,
maybe
I
that's
leave
her soul.
Alone.
Maybe that's
alone,
her soul.
As long as they keep out that red carpet and that stuff they have her in, I'll leave her alone.
Yeah.
She be looking hot.
You know, maybe that's her goal. Whatever. Like I said, leave Jennifer alone, y'all. They're trying to say she's trying to be skinny and this, that, the other. She's trying to be someone. Just hating on her. Leave her alone. Shoot. Okay. Also, too, now, Brandy is coming out with a new album. Yay. I can't wait because you know that she was locked up with that case and it had her down and out and I just truly did not want to see her go through that, you know. It was hard, and I'm just glad it's over. I don't even want to talk about it no more, but she has a new look. Brandy's looking hotter than ever, and her makeup is on point. She has a lace front wig on, and it's beautiful. It's straight, silky black, just beautiful. I remember when Brandy was rocking them braids for the longest, and now you get a glimpse. If you look up Brandy's new promo picture, you can Google it, and you will see a beautiful picture of Brandy as came of a very difficult trial and possibly even suffered mild depression, you know, going through that. I couldn't imagine that had to be one of the hardest obstacles in her life to climb. So definitely we are going to await her new album. Ray J, her brother album, seems to be doing pretty well, huh, PB? Have you seen that he's been doing really well with this last album?
You know, I don't even
he's a Ray J hater.
Did you just say that?
Look. You know he's going to be a guest on the show next week, now, Flat.
Wait a minute. Did you just call me a Ray J hater?
Is you a Ray J hater?
Are you serious?
No, he loves Ray J. What's up, Miss J?
Who loves Ray J? Who loves Ray J? Ray J is whack. Freak out of here.
I am so sorry. We have had listeners come and go. Look at you. We have had listeners come and go in the chat room. I do not need to not acknowledge you, okay?
I better stay in here because I'm saying. Sexy Canna. She's running my hair. We ain't listen shit, you gotta pay her like, oh, it's cold damn money, gotta go and get
look
the camera.
This, look at this. Look, oh, real quick, I got a shout out, Miss J. Girlfriend, you hooked me up with that brown sugar body scrub. It is off the chain. Girl, and she sent me a body butter. I love it, okay? I want to say thank you so much for hooking your girl sugar up. Because that right there, it wouldn't have been no better if they didn't name it Brown Sugar. So good looking out, girl. I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to talk about real quick was something, some down south stuff real quick for my people in the south.
All
now,
right.
I reported to you all that Trick Daddy had did a video and he was taking some shots at Plows, but now Rick Ross has released a video,
mm-hmm.
and he goes in on Trick Daddy and he says Trick Daddy is just a sucker and I don't F with him.
Ooh,
so,
what?
So it looks like things
mess.
Going down here
oh.
for Trick. But like things going downhill for Trick since the whole slip and slide release.
Oh.
I mean, slip and slide, so, you know, things not looking too good that way.
Okay. Oh, and how could we forget this? Then have you seen the heated magazine cover with Obama and his wife being totally disrespected? Had Obama as a Muslim, had his wife with a grenade on gun, what is those things, a machine gun, had a picture of the American flag in the furnace with Obama, with Bin Laden on, I guess it was on a wall, I don't know if it was his home or whatever, but the picture, you see I'm so hot I can't even talk about how frustrated that I was when I saw that, okay? Well, mind you, the New York editor, okay, is going to possibly lose his job, thank God, because I know there's no way they would have set up there and let him disrespect the president that way. Well, ooh, look at me calling him the president. Maybe I'm speaking things on him. The presidential candidate, I should say. But nevertheless, it was horrible. You know, then they had Michelle, his wife, sporting an afro. I mean, just being totally racial and offensive. Not all, just because you're black don't mean you got to wear an afro, okay? I'm going there because I am very upset. Very, very upset, okay? I'm going to read to you a little bit about what I got from this story in the article I found. Okay, in the last 24 hours, the news cycle where political utterance or image, okay, has truly just been spit out. The New York editor David Remnick has spent the past day trying to explain the latest cover of his magazine, depicting Senator Barack Obama in Muslim garb, his wife Michelle in an afro, sporting a gun packer, is intended as a satire, okay? The fact is, not as a satire about Obama, it's about the distortions and misconceptions and prejudices about Obama, Remnick said in an interview with Huffington Post on Monday. Remnick's problem is that a lot of people aren't laughing, especially when a significant portion of the country still believes falsehoods about the Obama's background. Critics say that this misconception is a bit hard to grasp without much content and an image full of racially and culturally loaded images. The magazine is not getting slack from those who respect the Liberal Weekly, an award-winning publication whose editorials have been generally supported, okay, normally. While Obama himself had no comment Monday about the cover, a campaign spokesman called it tasteless and offensive. I heard that. Oh, my Lord. Even Senator John McCain, who is the opposing presidential candidate, called it totally inappropriate. Now, have you seen that tacky? I know you have had to see it. It was all over the news all day yesterday. Did you see it, PB? Tell me you seen it. Tell me you seen it.
I seen it.
Golly. What did you think when you seen this horrible image of the possible next president of America?
To me, you know, stuff like that don't necessarily really bother me because, you know, I already know what it's. What they're trying to do. You already know what the media is trying to do. The media is trying to just get in people's brain. You know, they are trying to get people to get to thinking that Obama is a Muslim. What really though, I'm going to tell you, the afro, the Obama in the turban, all that didn't really bother me. The thing that really got to me the most is that they had a picture of Osama bin Laden in the wild in the background. That is just horrible.
That was wrong. Wasn't that wrong?
Now, that is horrible. That is horrible because with the whole thing of the 9/11, it's people being killed. And, you know, you trying to make a joke. I understand you trying to make a joke, but stuff like that is not funny. It's people actually lost their lives. You know, it's people that's still alive right now. People are gone from that stuff that happened, and you trying to make a joke. That ain't funny. You know, the whole Obama afro, you know, I can see that because, I mean, you know, it's just another racist joke. So, you know, it just don't even really matter because racism still exists. It still exists to me, so, you know, it's not shocking to me, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama actually went and they tried to kill him. You know, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I know it. Because, we were talking about that. We were talking about it. Yeah, it does. And that was my fear with Hillary or him running, you know, because it's a man that wouldn't want a woman over them as a presidential woman over the United States. And then there's white people who wouldn't want no black man over them, you know? And so both of them are taking very risky, chances by even shooting for it. But it doesn't mean they need to stop their dreams just because somebody else doesn't like them. Wow. And you're absolutely right. He's going to have a lot of haters because he's black. They're not even going to listen to him because he's black. But that means we need to come together as African Americans and support him. And what gets me the most is when I hear other black people dogging his brother out for doing his thing. Quit hating. Don't hate. Congratulate. You know? I mean, golly, do we always got... You know one thing it reminded me of? And I think I've talked about this before. The crab theory. How all the crabs are in the bucket. And they're always pulling one down. You notice how they'll never have to put no lid on no crabs. Whenever you see them at a seafood market or grocery store, whatever, they don't never put no lid on them because once that one crab gets to the top, the others pull it down. They pull it down. And that's what it reminds me of when I hear other black people dogging out this black man that's going for something that is going to be one of the greatest, you know, historical events of our time. Ever, and they going to throw some salt on them.
Throw some salt. But you know what, to me, it's not necessarily just the I don't want people to get the misconception, if we have any Caucasian listeners, I don't want y'all to think that we're just coming down on the white people, because we're not necessarily just talking about white people. We're talking about people in general. That's people in general. When they see you at the top, people don't want to. I mean, I understand this is America. You know, we supposed to be the land of opportunity and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. But when you make it to the top, it's always going to be somebody that's trying to get that position. Somebody always going to be trying to get where you at. And with that being said, it's ways about going about getting there. We can get together. Like, we can be number one together. We can reach the top together. But
okay,
people, I don't know what's wrong with the world, because we don't want to do it that way. Everybody want to be the number one. Everybody want to be number one. Everybody want to be at the top. So, you know, if you see somebody else at the top, you're going to try to do something to wreck that person, to bring them down. See, that's not how it should be.
Okay. That's,
you know, y'all
have
to unite and, you know, work it together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. For real. You know, jeez. That's a hot mess. Like I say, you know, it's always something, but golly.
Just absolute sad. And many of you see our Barack Obama flyer in the Brown Sugar Radio promo page. And so certainly we want to encourage you to vote, preferably for Obama, but vote for somebody, dang it. Don't just sit there and do nothing, okay? But, man, I mean, that really just come through me for a loop, because I said, this is ridiculous, but it's to be expected. You're absolutely right, PB. It's to be expected, because he is the first black man that's ever made it as far as he has, so he's going to get hated on. So,
of course. And not only by the other races, his own race is going to question.
His own race. I know it. J5 ain't here tonight, because I know he been and shredded Obama to pieces. I'm so glad J5 ain't here tonight.
Oh my God.
I love you, man, but geez, we'd be fighting right now. So, Miss V on the scene, I missed her too. I missed a lot of y'all that came through tonight. Please forgive me. I've been focusing on trying to make sure that I report accurate facts. However, a lot of this is alleged, so please make sure that you don't take this to heart. We are just reporting what we have researched. And so we have a few minutes left remaining on the show. And I'm trying to think of which topic that I want to go over first, because I have a couple of more really big topics that I kind of want to go over. But that Obama one just really shook me, you know, because I felt like, how on earth, you know, can you truly be that mean? You know what I'm saying? And that harsh, but I guess it's just people out there that's just mean natured. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, now here's another. Oh, go ahead, PB. All right.
Oh, no. I was going to say this. I was going to ask your opinion on this with you being brown sugar and all. I was going to ask you about, how did you feel about, I don't know if you heard this or not, but the rapper Young Bird, he went on the record to say that black women and women with a dark skin tone aren't hot enough for him. He doesn't prefer dark, but...
Who said this now?
The rapper Young Bird. So I just wanted to know your take on that.
He said black women are hot to him.
He don't like them with a dark skin tone.
He don't like them with a dark skin tone. You know what's funny? My daughter's father, Twinkie, is like that. Okay, he said that if I was about 2 shades darker, he would not mess with me. So go figure. He said he like them caramel, or he like them, you know. He said he don't even like them yellow. He said he don't like them real yellow. He don't like them real dark. He like them medium brown. My color. So go figure. I say, if the woman loves you and treats you right, my goodness, look beyond the skin tone. You know what I'm saying? That's being real shallow right there.
Only input in on that, you know, even if you feel that way and knowing that he's in the media eye, why would you make a statement like that? Because I'm saying, you know, you never know. When you're an artist, or when you're in the limelight, you know, when you having people, when you got all different type of people buying your albums and supporting your career, you got to make sure that you don't step on nobody's toes, you know, because he probably could have just hurt himself.
Right.
Hurt
exactly.
Himself with
that's
that,
real.
Know?
And we talk about that all the time, you know, how you can shut down and close down opportunities by saying that when Buddha made the comment about fat women, he lost a lot of fans. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just got to be real careful with that, you know, because you're right. You can close more doors than open them saying stuff like that, okay? Now, here's something that I found kind of shocking. I don't know if it's true or not, but you certainly can look and check it out yourself if you Google Kelly Rowland. It's been reported that Kelly Rowland, now remember, actually, before I even say this, remember we had reported about a month or two ago that she got the breast implants. Well, that she did confirm, okay, that she did receive breast implants in order to feel more feminine and sexy and all this, that, and the other. Well, now it's reported that Kelly Rowland has gotten a booty implant in the cheeks. And they do have a picture, but, you know, she could have had on padded panties. You know, that don't necessarily mean she got her cheeks done, you know, so... Y'all check it out, Google it, Kelly Rowland booty, Kelly Rowland booty implant, whatever, and you look at the picture. You be the judge. Let us know what you think, because me personally, like I said, she could have had padded panties on that night. Maybe she wanted to just fill out her dress a little better. Who knows? But, Kelly, I ain't mad at you, girl. If you got the money and if it makes you feel better, do what you got to do. Then there's always the theories and the question, was she envious of her group member Beyonce, because she has such a nice derriere. And she said no, you know, she just did the breast implants. I don't know about the booty plant thing, but she said she did the breast implants to make herself feel sexy and confident. She said she wanted to fill out her gowns. You guys, I apologize about this busted phone, but she wanted to fill out her dress and to feel more sexy and appealing. Hey, and I ain't mad at her for that, you know, but certainly, the picture derriere does look a little plump, and it does look a little bigger than in this other photo, but like I said, it could have been the angle, could have been the dress, could have been padded panties. So, who knows? They're wondering if she's going to admit to this.
Yeah. Let me talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Jay just brought this up. I read about this a while ago, about they auctioned off Death Row Records. And I forgot the lady name. I'm not looking at it right now. She just brought it up. But it's some Caucasian lady. She bought the Recce label, and they were saying that the Death Row still had, like, I think it was like 20-something unreleased Tupac tracks that were complete. Mm-hmm. So she might release those, and, you know, she owns them. So, you know, if she releases them, it could be some new music coming out from Tupac. So that's something y'all might want to be on the lookout for, all y'all Tupac fans. Westside.
Oh, look at you. That's me, baby. Hey, that's what's up. Now, it's been rumored. I don't know if this is true or not, but I've been hearing rumors that Jay-Z and Rihanna were an item before him and Beyonce. Is that true?
I definitely don't think so.
I don't either. I don't believe that. But anyway, go ahead.
I couldn't see having Beyonce, leaving Beyonce for Rihanna. I just don't see
that. No, they said she was before Beyonce.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. But nevertheless, it's been reported that Rihanna gave an orgasmic stage performance at her last show that she did. And it kind of makes me wonder, they put in the comments, you know, Rihanna giving, Rihanna about to show you things that only Chris Brown and Jay-Z have seen. And I'm sitting here like, why would they say Jay-Z? Were they an item before? Anyway, I'm lost on that one. Nevertheless, they show her, there's a video, there's photos of her, you know, performing. And she is very intense. She has very, very erotic facial expressions, but, you know, if they take that for orgasmic, then whatever. But I'm wondering if she's trying to get a little feisty now because her boyfriend, or her alleged boyfriend, Chris Brown, And Ciara got down at the BET Awards. Maybe she's trying to step her game up now and be a little more seductive and sensual, huh? What you think?
I don't know. No.
People said, huh? I don't know.
Okay, what about, now, y'all correct me if I'm saying her name wrong. I think it's, is it Crystal Stewart or is it Crystal Stewart? Miss USA, the lady who won Miss USA, the black.
Oh, wait. Did you see it or did you say it?
She was in the Miss Universe. You talking about a black guy.
I know what you're going to say.
You know I hit that flaw.
I say, what the mess is going on? She walking across the stage all graceful and sophisticated, and all of a sudden, bam! Fell on her ass.
She got a dog, though, because when she hit the pole, did y'all see, like, when she hit the pole, she kind of did a bounce with it, like, she boom, boom, like, boom, boom.
She did a kadonkadonk. And then got up clapping. Got up, started clapping like it wasn't no thing. Remind me of Siobhan. Let me see you make your booty cry. Booty cry. Big up to Siobhan ATL College here. Man. What's really cracking? Things I just can't understand. Well.
Hot mess.
Well, we only have about 2-3 minutes remaining on the show, and I just
wanted to
say,
minute.
Say. Oh, okay,
wait,
go ahead.
Wait. One more story before we close.
Okay.
Y'all gotta hear about this. Let me tell y'all about this real quick. For those who don't know, Pamela Anderson went off. She was on the radio station somewhere, and she went off on Jessica Simpson calling her a whore.
What?
And, she said because she eat meat. And she called her something else. She called her B2, I think. And so Vivica Fox was caught on camera going off on Pamela Anderson on TMZ.com.
Vivica Fox, Pamela Anderson went off on Vivica Fox or Jessica Simpson?
Pamela Anderson went off talking about Jessica Simpson. And
okay.
Vivica Fox was commenting on it. She was saying that she was on TMZ. She had a little hand up in the ass, bothered her neck. She went ghetto style. She went off on, I didn't even tell y'all that. I'm done because I'm still up here laughing about the Miss USA thing.
Miss America.
You just go ahead. I'm done. I'm a rap.
I'm sitting here like, what? Well, I did have some more that I wanted to share. One last story. You know, we certainly try to keep you entertained here on Brown Sugar Radio. And I just got to say that I'm still in awe over this possible Oprah and Tyler Perry, if that is true, because Oprah and Stedman been together so long, that's like saying a first and last name, Oprah Stedman. You know, I can't imagine her with nobody else. So, I don't know. We will certainly have to wait and see if the rumors are true or not. I'm going to also wait to see if Roxy's going to come back or if she's just through with it for good. She may be looking for something else, knowing her, because she may be tired of Terrence harassing her on the daggone camera. He needs to publicly apologize to her on TV to put on blast like that on TV. I don't care if he was just roasting, just playing. It's a fine line that you go, okay? And Terrence, he gets on my nerves, so he really needs to get over himself because he's just doing the most, doing the show enough most, okay? But Faith Evans, I don't know if I've released this or not, is going to be releasing a tell-all book, and I find that very interesting. She's going to be talking about everything from her days when she was married to Biggie Smalls to his cheating with little Kim and all his other mistresses and all that other stuff. Her journey, you know, her affair with or the rumors of her affair with Tupac. Sounds like it's going to be a real juicy juice. So y'all better check it out. It's called Keep the Faith. It's a book due to be released in August of this year. Okay? So many of you know she has the son of Biggie Smalls and was married to him for quite some time. So we're going to check it out, see what's crack-a-lacking. All right, well, I guess we're going to call it a wrap for